Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Friday, October the 22nd, in the year 2010, and it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is ADHD, learning modalities and organization, how they go hand in hand. Before we kind of get into some things, I've got some announcements, and I'd like to let me begin by publicly thanking the ADHD Coaches Organization for its board for its support of Attention Talk Radio. As a public service announcement for them, the ACO would like to invite any ADHD coaches that are part of the ACO and our audience to inquire or to contact the nominating committee about possible board seats. They will be going through elections relatively soon to try to elect their boards for the upcoming year. Know that it's a working board, so it's your ability as a coach is less important than your ability to be able to volunteer work, read financial reports, etc. If you're interested, the board seats that are available, you can find job descriptions if you go to ADHDcoaches, that's COACHES.org/committees. You can check them out there. If you are interested, I believe that you can just go to the ADHDcoaches.org website and hit contact. Or if you happen to know Sarah Wright or Rob Garrett or even Susan McIntosh, just drop them a line, let them know your interest, and they will be happy to put you in the right place or do what needs to be done to put you on the ballot. Next, we've got some big changes that are going on here at Attention Talk Radio. I'm thrilled to say that we're actually kind of going big time. We've actually got some sponsors. If you get the opportunity, we would certainly appreciate you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio. That's the official home page of where we're broadcasted, and there you'll find some information banner ads from Nancy Radiate Strategic Life Coping and information on her book, The Disorganized Mind. We want to thank the ADD Coaching Academy for their support, Linda Rogley, the ADD Diva, and the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches. So we encourage you to go to our homepage to check out upcoming episodes, but also look at their banner ads and support our show sponsors. As an announcement, I just want to remind everyone that the 22nd annual CHAD conference, that's Children and Adults with ADD, is going to be in Atlanta, November 11th through the 13th. If you can make it, please do so. It promises to be a very informative and a good event. I know I went to it last year when it was in Cleveland, and learned a lot, got a lot of information out. It was well worthwhile. So, again, check that out if you can make it. But today, our topic today is learning modalities and organization, how they go hand in hand. And really what I wanted to kind of come to the table as a coach working with those with ADD, one of the most common things people come to me wanting coaching on is how to get organized. And I really wanted to kind of share some insight on a little bit of how I go about working with people, at least kind of some of my philosophies, and hope that will give you some insight as a place to start. And before I got into coaching, I was aware of learning modalities, but when I got involved with coaching, I really became aware of them. And let's talk about what that is. Learning modality is really we all can learn. There's multiple ways that we can learn. You can learn auditorily. You can learn visually. Some people are kinesthetic. They need to be moving, or tactile. Some people are verbal. Some people learn better in isolation. Some learn better in groups. The way I like to think of it is we have senses and we have inputs. Information can come to us in different ways, and we all use all our senses in order to learn. But what I find is typically there's one, maybe two learning modalities that are more dominant. In other words, they have more to do with individual learning. And I'm a person, I'm very verbal, so it's very helpful for me to have a conversation with somebody about what I'm going through. It's just by saying it and talking my way through it and answering questions really allows me to pay attention to it, focus in on it, and learn it in a way much different from other. I'm not a very good auditory learner, whereas if I just listen to a presentation auditorily, just through sound, it doesn't work as well for me as maybe some other things. But the reason I bring this up is that we all learn in different ways. And when I'm working with somebody who is has ADD, the one of the first things I want to do is I want to know how they naturally learn. Or, as I say, how do you naturally organize information? Because the concept for me is we all have information in our brain. We all have to process it. We all have to store it. We all have to organize it. And however we do it inside of our mind, not our brain, our thoughtful, mindful brain, however we do it there might be a good clue on what might come easy to us externally. And so typically whenever I'm working with somebody, one of the first things that we do really in our discovery session is I have them take a learning exercise, which is really not a test. It's just an exercise for them to go to get some ideas for us to talk around to kind of figure out exactly how they're best suited to learn. Are they visual? Are they auditory? Are they kinesthetic? And many times I find ADDers, they need to be moving or they need to actually be visualizing that. So with that being said, it's really, really important, at least for me, because, again, if that's how you organize stuff in your head, that's how you do it externally. So once you know how you do it internally and you know how you absorb information, then we start to look at the external world. And this is one of those things I could talk around in circles with all day long, but it's really kind of best kind of with an example. And I've written about this particular situation because it was one of those aha moments for me. I had a person that I was working with that was we did our learning stuff. We realized that she was very, very, very visual, and we were trying to get organized. And she came to me one day, and she, what's the topic of coaching today? I want to get organized. Okay, great. Well, I started asking her questions about how she had organized herself in the past. I just typically do that, trying to find out what works, what doesn't. And seems like she had been trying to use a to-do list that wasn't working very well for her. And we started talking about times where she was able to get some things accomplished, and using insightful listening skills, which is a topic for another conversation, it occurred to me that a lot of times she had like reminders that prompted her just before a task came up for her to do that needed to be complete, and she was able to execute them. So as we started talking, I just asked her, because I know that she was visual, and I asked her, what would it be like if she did a to-do list, but rather than write out what the to-do was, if she just drew a picture of it? When I did, I remember there was like this awkward pause, and the response was, I don't know, never tried it. So to me, the obvious was just, well, let's try it for homework. Let's see if it works. You know, if it no harm, no foul. If it works, we learn something. If it doesn't work, we didn't. So anyway, off she goes. And a week later, she came, and I said, well, how'd you do? And this is the fun part for me because she was so aware of what was going on that I learned something. She said, you know, it really, really worked for me. What I realized is that a letter is a symbol. And you have to aggregate letters, the symbols, into a word, which is a symbol of itself. And then you got to aggregate the words in a sentence to come up with a picture. And she said, I realized what I had to do was that when I read the to-do, I had to assemble everything in my mind into a picture. And she said, you know, I have ADD. And what would happen is I would look through the to-do list, I'd have the picture in my mind, and I would go off, and invariably I would forget what the to-do was. And so I'd have to go back to the list and reassemble the picture. And she said, you know, my working memory got wiped out so many times, I had to go back to the to-do list. And, you know, it was a lot of work over and over and over trying to reassemble the picture. And she said what she thinks was really cool was by drawing the picture, she could go back and she could just look at the picture and it would instantaneously remind her of what the to-do was and she wouldn't have to reassemble it. And it relieved her the burden or the work of going back and forth, and it really changed her life. So what's the moral, or what I'm trying to say here is that in this particular situation, we made some headway with her, with this individual, because first we realized that she was visual. And while a to-do list is visual, it's not her kind of visual. We need to learn a little bit more detail, and that as we suggested trying to make the visual to-do list even more visual according to what we thought would work for her. It was amazing what kind of cropped out and what worked for her. There's another individual that I had worked with, Stacy, who, it's funny, the first time I was working her, literally we were going through the learning exercise and she was upset, crying all over the place, and she just went on for about 15 minutes. It was on. She was just kind of calm and stuff when it was over with. I said, how do you feel? I said, well, I feel much better. And we just started talking about what she had been talking about and stuff like that. And she had it all figured out in her head, and she was organized, and this might seem kind of strange, but anyway, we just kind of confirmed that she's a verbal processor. So a week later, she comes back. She's upset because she's losing her keys and she doesn't know what's going on. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Has this been a problem? She said, yeah, I've been losing my keys all my life. I said, well, what would it be like if you came home and said, I'm going to put my keys in the refrigerator? And there was this awkward pause and this little bit of laughter. And she says, that's it. I go, what do you mean that's it? She goes, that's it. So I wasn't really exactly sure what she was talking about at the time on what's it, because I didn't get much out of her. But I said, you know, let's give this a shot. When you go this for homework, go home and just, you know, try to say things verbally to remember it, like, organizationally. So next week she came in. She said it changed her life, because what she was doing is she realizes that when she would come into the house and she had to remember where she put some stuff, or if she had remembered that she needed to go to the grocery store and get a list, what she would do is she would actually say to herself, I need to go to the grocery store on the way home from work, and I need to get this, and she would say it over and over. And for her, saying it was to remember it. Again, this was a person who had struggled all her life with forgetfulness and stuff, that she had never really paid attention to how she did it. She had been paying attention to how everybody else told her to do it. And again, as a verbal person, it seems that she organized things in her head that way, so that's the way we extended it to her world. Let's see. I scheduled the show for 3 minutes. I've only got for 15 minutes. I got 2 minutes to go. Another example is I know one particular individual who has ADD who struggles to organize and kind of keep things. And what this person does is their to-do list is interesting, and it's not a regular to-do list like top 10 things, and it's not like the one earlier that's picture. What they do is they do post-its, because this person is very kinesthetic. They need to be moving around. It helps them pay attention. It helps them remember. So their to-do lists are a bunch of post-its. The nice thing with post-its is you can put them on, you can move them from the bathroom to the car to the house. And this person actually has a sheet of paper where they put the post-its on, and sometimes they'll take a post-it off and put a post-it on. So their to-do list is really a sheet of paper with post-its. And I say a to-do list. It's not really their sheet, because sometimes they get transferred, like I said, on the bathroom mirror, sometimes in the car, sometimes on the kitchen counter. But it's this eclectic type thing, and it's the way this particular person gets organized, which at DIG Coaching, or at least in my practice, we say, you know, when the obvious solution isn't working, we try to pay attention to your obvious solution. And these to-do lists are obviously very different from the traditional top 10 list, writing left to right. So the message that I have for you today, or the point really is for those out there with ADD and trying to get organized, hone in, really try to find out, try to understand innately exactly how you learn, how you organize information in your head, and how you process it, information in your head. And then as you go out into the world, try to open up your mind and find creative ways to extend that stuff to your external world. At first, that might seem a little bit intimidating, but if you just stick with it long enough, you'll be amazed at what you come up with. Certainly, you can, as I say, attention coach or ADD coach are very insightful thinkers, and they're very good at brainstorming these types of things for your particular individual situation. So with that, if anyone has any questions or comments on the show or like more, you can certainly contact me at jeff@digcoaching.com. But past that, we're going to wrap up today's show. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio for upcoming shows. And with that, you guys have a great week, and we'll catch you next Friday.